Vallabhacharya was such a wonderfully cultured devotee. He came to Jagannath Puri and he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, "Oh my dear Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you are indeed the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no doubt. Therefore, please, please accept my most humble obeisances. All glories unto your lotus feet. Please allow me to render some service." In this way, Vallabhacharya came and glorified Lord Chaitanya. But then, after some time, Balabha wanted to read his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, "I've written a commentary of Bhagavatam, but I don't agree with Sridhar Swami, the original Bhagavatam commentator. I don't agree with him, but please, you hear my commentary." And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that anyone who does not follow the Swami is a prostitute. So, in Bengal, the word Swami is not only used as a title for a sannyasi, but also as a title for a way to address the husband by the wife, "my Swami." So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, anyone who doesn't follow the Swami is a prostitute. In this way, Vallabhacharya was feeling greatly embarrassed in front of everyone and didn't know what to do. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want to hear his commentary. And subsequently, nobody wanted to hear that commentary. Nobody. Anyway, Vallabhacharya continued to come to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he glorified Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu said, actually, he said, Advaita Acharya, he is worthy of your glorification. Because Advaita Acharya is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, it is by the mercy of Advaita Acharya that I actually have learned some understanding in the scripture. And Nityananda, always absorbed in the greatest ecstasy. Nityananda, whose ecstasy is greater than anyone who is so ecstatic that he cannot even see who is qualified, who is not qualified. Nityananda is like drunk, like intoxicated, and therefore he cannot see anymore who is qualified or not. He just accepts anyone. Nityananda is also the Supreme Lord. So by his mercy, I developed devotional service. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is very expert in the six principal darshans of the scripture. It is by the mercy of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that I have understood the path of pure devotional service. Ramananda Rai, he knows the most intimate conclusions of bhakti. It is through him that I understood. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued to glorify all the Vaishnavas. And Vallabhacharya said, "Where are those Vaishnavas?" So Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, these Vaishnavas, they are here at the moment." And Vallabha, to true darshan of all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is said that he looked just like a glowworm in the midst of real luminaries in the sky. The effulgence of the associates of Mahaprabhu was just so bright. But Balabharacharya had one great sadness. He wanted some recognition for his commentary. But nobody was ready to hear it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want to hear it. Nobody wanted to hear it. Gadadhar was by nature a very soft and gentle, submissive personality. So one day, Vallabhacharya cornered him with great force, and he just pinned him against the wall and said, "So today I will read my commentary to you." And Gadadhar said, "Oh no, please, no, I don't want to hear it. No, 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 no." And he was thinking, Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya will understand that I really don't want to hear it. But the devotees are very strict, and the devotees, they will not forgive me for hearing this. Therefore, Lord, protect me. But anyway, Balabharacharya was determined and just read his commentary by force, and there was nothing Gadadhar could do. Being overpowered. In this way, the associates of Lord Chaitanya were great unalloyed devotees, free from any pride, and therefore they became most effulgent. Here in Srila Mayapur, this reality is not a reality of the past, it's a reality of the present. And by absorption in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we will enter into these pastimes ourselves, and not artificially, by some mental adjustment, no. But gradually, automatically, just like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wanted particularly the piece of land next to the yoga pit where he wanted to make Gorakund. Because this is Gorakund. He said, in this kund, Lord Chaitanya personally used to bathe. We have to have it. So then the managers of the Gaudiya Math, they were looking at like, well, how can we get this kund? You know, where are we going to find the money for all this land? So then in the end they didn't find it. So then they decided that they would swap another piece of land. They said like, okay, we'll give you some land here and you give us that land. And that was finally the transaction. And when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta heard about it, he said, how could you swap that land? That was also very sacred land. Mahaprabhu performed many personal pastimes there also. How could you just sell that land? And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, one day we will reveal the glories of every inch of the holy Dham. Like that.
Yeah, that land.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat, these take us into these pastimes of the Lord, the pastimes, the exchanges between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya and all the other associates of the Lord. It is said that long before the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya appeared in this world. Advaita Acharya was, they say, 53 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So no wonder he has a great beard. 53 years is a lot of years. So when Mahaprabhu took sannyas at age 24, at that time Advaita Acharya was 77. So he was one of the main dancers in the kirtan party at that age, you know, and roaring very powerful. So it was at that time that Lord Chaitanya began to reveal his transcendental identity, and actually the first one who identified him as the Supreme Lord was Advaita Acharya. Because once Lord Chaitanya came to the house of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur, and suddenly Advaita Acharya saw it. And he said, now you will not escape me anymore. And then he began, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmani Daita. And he brought out the arti paraphernalia. Jagati Daya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmani Daita. Jagati Daya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmani Daita. Jagati Daya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. And he kept on chanting that mantra non-stop, worshipping Lord Chaitanya. And then Gadadhar walked in and said, Acharya, what are you doing? Advaita Acharya said, Gadadhar, when will you finally understand? Then Gadadhar said, you mean that he is the one that we are waiting for to appear in the world? Advaita Acharya, I guess he did it not like this, but he did it. local tradition. Ananda, Ananda, Ananda. Gadadhar joined in the transcendental ecstasy, and shortly after, Lord Chaitanya marched on the house of Srivas, and Srivas just had some problems because some of the locals had been complaining a lot lately to the local authorities who were Muslims, and the Muslim authorities had said that they would send a boat with soldiers. So Srivas was in his house just doing the Sringa Puja just in case some soldiers might be coming. And then Lord Chaitanya came to the house and he kicked the door full force. So then, very loud in the house, Namaste, Namaste, they thought the soldiers had come. But then Lord Chaitanya called out, Srivas! Srivas! Don't you know that the Lord we are worshipping is standing at your door? Srivas came, opened the door, saw Vishvambhar, and realized then that he was the Supreme Lord. And Lord Chaitanya walked into the house, moved the Shaligram Shilas aside, and sat down on the altar. So that was that, right? And then so many interesting exchanges took place. At that time, Advaita Acharya and said, Acharya, what do you want? Acharya, I have the answer to your question. I know your question is about a verse in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which says, I have many faces, I have many hands. Now, Advaita Acharya had taken up the mission to explain the Bhagavad Gita according to the Satyarapat. The Satyarapat means the true path of the Bhagavad Gita, or to say it more simple, Bhagavad Gita as it is. So Advaita Acharya had taken up this mission, but he had one problem. He got stuck in the 13th chapter. He had gotten stuck before, but then at night Lord Chaitanya would appear in his dream and would give him some hint. But on this one, he was particularly stuck. Many faces, many hands. How do I explain this in a personal way? It sort of looks like an impersonal type description. And then finally Lord Chaitanya said, Advaita Acharya. It's the super soul. It's the super soul that is being described. It is the super soul that has many faces, many hands. Because the super soul is present in the heart of so many living beings. And therefore he has unlimited faces, unlimited hands, unlimited feet. It is the super soul. In this way, there was a personal explanation. Why did I think of that? It's done. In this way, Lord Chaitanya knew the question and knew the answer. Haridas! Oh Haridas! Lord Chaitanya said, Haridas, do you remember how the ordinances of the Kasi were beating you in the marketplaces? Do you remember marketplace after marketplace? They were mercilessly beating. Do you remember, oh Haridas? Haridas, do you remember? Do you remember how you felt no pain? Oh yes, my Lord, I remember. Felt no pain. Haridas, when you were being beaten, at that time, I was coming to that marketplace with my Sudarshan chakra raised. And then you started praying. And you prayed, oh my Lord, please don't let anything happen to these personalities. Please forgive them. Oh, what do I do now? So then, Haridas, then I decided to put my back over your back. And I took all that beating on my back. And Lord Chaitanya turned around and showed his back, and all the beating marks were there on his back. And Haridas just like, in great shock, oh no, and fainted. That was that. In this way, Lord Chaitanya revealed its transcendental identity to each of the devotees. And if there was any doubt, if there was any doubt at all, then Advaita Acharya later developed some doubt again. Then Nimai displayed a universal form for him to see. For Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he showed the Sambhuj form, six arms, and also to Nityananda. Like that, to several devotees, Lord Chaitanya displayed himself as the Supreme Lord. Interesting. I was just invited by Gamza for some Italian lunch, you know. And I was in his house, and then at one point he started to talk about the making of the Panchatattva, the deities, you know. And so he described that at that time that the Stapatis in South India said, no, we don't make any statues, we make only deities. And he said, no, this is deities. No. Narayan, Narayan, Vishnu, like that, we can make. Krishna we can make. But, you know, only the Supreme Lord. We don't make any acharyas or anything like that. He said, no. He's the Supreme Lord. But the Stapatis wouldn't do it. Yeah? So then it is said that Atmatattva went down there and for 1 week produced different quotes from scriptures and just worked them over, and finally the Stapatis said, okay. And then they started making Lord Chaitanya, and they were casting the Panchatattva deities. And Gangi said, then after they were working on refining it, after the casting, they were filing and carving and hammering and this and that to make it more perfect. And then said, during the process, one of the workers was sitting, because the Lord's very big, and he's sitting on the Lord to work in the middle. And then the Stapati came and said, what? You're sitting on the Lord? Get down! Get up! So he had to really accept it, that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that was a big victory in the South. That was a big victory in the South. The fact that Lord Chaitanya was accepted as the supreme Lord. Now, Shishi Panchatan was sent here in Sri Ramayapur for the whole world to be accepted as the supreme Lord. And we provide the evidence, we provide the stories, we provide the meaning of the Panchatattva of Sri Ramayapur for all these people who will come here, so that they also can share in the mercy, and that their life can become meaningful. When Sanatana Goswami was someone, he joined a bit late, you could say, right? A late comer. So Sanatana Goswami, when he came, he first joined the Varanasi, and then he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but not all the devotees. So only later did he meet all the devotees in Jagannath Puri. So when he came and met the devotees first, they gave him friendship, honor, and mercy. These three things. So this is very nice, because we see that that's what devotee relationships are all about. Friendship, honor, and mercy. Without mercy, we die. There's no doubt about it. Without mercy, we will not survive in spiritual life. So if anyone has any, share. Share, because if you share today, whatever mercy you have, then maybe others will share with you also. So that's the system. Not like I've got mercy and I'm holding it here and I will make sure nobody gets any because I don't have so much. But if you keep the mercy like that, then it disappears. At one point it dries up or goes stale. So like that, we are sharing that mercy, because then there's a lot more. We remember that story about Narada Muni, who had received some amazing Mahaprasadam from the Supreme Lord, and then he came and he was very ecstatic. He came before Lord Shiva and he says to Lord Shiva how ecstatic he is because he had this amazing prasadam. And then Lord Shiva says, he got some. And Narada goes, actually, I ate it all. And Lord Shiva says, but Narada, how could you do that? You know, you didn't save me any. And then the whole thing, and then finally Narada realized there was a little bit between his teeth, you know. He said, okay, I'll give you that, yeah. Dug it out. And Lord Shiva was very happy. He also got some mercy. So we can see the sharing of the mercy. So friendship is there amongst devotees. Honor is there amongst devotees, to be ready to give all respects to others. And whatever mercy we got, let's share it. This year we were in Vrindavan for Prabhupada's disappearance festival, and then there was one lady who spoke, and she was describing how she was a kid at the time when Prabhupada came to America. And she remembered everything that Prabhupada said, and about the cookies and all these things, you know. And she was telling it really vividly, and it really came to life. And it actually was, and she just explained it in such a way how Prabhupada was such an amazing person that she got purchased for life, you know, from that particular childhood cookie exchanges and so on, right? how they were always waiting for Prabhupada, and Prabhupada would reciprocate, call them, and like, and how they knew they could always, anytime, go to Prabhupada. He was there for them. So like this, that was mercy, and that had potency. And when we heard it, we all felt like touched by some shakti. In this way, whatever mercy we have, it doesn't matter who we are. Somehow or other, as we are in this movement, we get more and more over time. Like, some people have never met Tamal Krishnamurti, right? And they know his samadhi here in Mayapur. But I remember Tamal Krishnamurti here in Mayapur, and then one day, Maharaj invited me for prasadam. I wasn't like a big devotee, so I'm thinking, why is he inviting me for prasadam? Then he invited me for prasadam, and he set me down at the table, and he personally started to serve. He said, Maharaj, he said, no, sit, you're my guest, it's my duty, you must sit. So I sat. And he starts serving. He served these hot cauliflower pakoras. He said, take. I put one in my mouth and it's really hot, biting hot. So I reached for the water. There was no water. I'm going to have this hot cauliflower pakora in my mouth. I'm shooting like this. And then Maharaj said, so, I wanted to talk to you. And I go like, And I couldn't say anything. He knew me well. I got the mercy. What can I say? The mercy comes in so many ways. Right? In so many ways. And all that mercy just builds up, and the more we get, the more we share, and yeah, the more rich it all gets. So Lord Chaitanya's associates were receiving Sanatana Goswami with friendship because he was a devotee, with honor because he was very qualified, and with mercy because they had so much association of Mahaprabhu, they could share so many things. In this way, Sanatana Goswami was greatly blessed. And if we live in the same way, remembering a little bit Chaitanya Charitamrita, and remembering some of these principles, friendship, honor, and mercy in our relationships, then we are in the spiritual world. Then we are in a world of... Then we can see the spirit of the Dhamma. So, shall we chant for 5 more minutes? If someone has a question, then I can answer that otherwise through this chat.